The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Williams Grove Speedway in a special edition of the Sprint Car Report here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Danny Dietrich kept the All-Stars winless at Williams Grove. We'll hear from Danny plus the top five in tonight's A-Main feature event. That's coming up next after this word from Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, Shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at the Williams Grove Speedway with tonight's winner of the All-Star Circuit Champions three-lap feature event, Danny Dietrich. Fifth win of the season for you, second time that you won here at Williams Grove Speedway, and the fact that we're 2 weeks away from the start of Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Week, it's got to be a pretty good feeling here, even though we're racing with heavy hearts tonight.
Yeah, it's good to get rolling. We've been fast the last month and a half, and hopefully we can keep rolling on in the Speed Week.
You guys did a really nice gesture. You have portions of the t-shirt sales and the stickers that are doing it. You didn't know Jason, I don't think, all that much, but from the talks that you had with him, what did you get the sense as to what kind of guy he was?
Yeah, he just left a really, really good impact on you. Just a very optimistic, happy kind of guy. Always took the time to say hello, wave to you, smile to you. You could go walk up and have a conversation with the guy, and even as professional as he was, definitely didn't walk around with his nose up in the air.
Unfortunately, there's been some stories in the mainstream media over the last 48 hours for people who don't understand our business. What would you say to people about how it is that after a tragedy, you are able to get back into a cockpit and do what you do?
Well, it's what we do for a living in a sense, we take that chance every time we get in the car, and he knew that, I know that, everybody in this pit area knows that, and just like anything else, going down the road in an automobile, you're not guaranteed to ever make it home. So you gotta live on the right side of life.
Tonight during the dash, you went to the outside and passed Tim Schaefer, one of the true great sprint car drivers of our time, off of turn four to get that lead starting position. How big was that move there late in that dash for you to pick up the pole position?
It was kind of like a heat race. We had to do the same thing in heat to even get in a dash. It was pretty huge, just a confidence booster to be able to drive around such a great, remarkable driver like Tim Schaefer.
And in the feature itself, you got into some lap traffic, but low side, high side, it seems like your car was really working pretty well tonight.
Yeah, we were working pretty darn good all night long. We struggled during the heat race just a hair, but we're able to sneak through that. And, I can't thank my guys and Gary Kaufman enough.
We're here with second place finish of the night, Lance DeWeese. Lance, good run for you guys, but it looked like the cushion was coming in, going away. It seemed like this track, everybody was chasing the track all night long. Was that the conditions throughout the evening?
Well, yeah, but, really the top kind of was the place you had to be in the feature. At the end there, the bottom might have bounced out and equal to top because I struggled with some lap cars and Danny struggled with some lap cars, but realistically you still had to be on the top, carry the momentum around, and we've not been really good at the beginning of the year, but we're starting to hit our stride and starting to get this car figured out and these tires figured out especially, and I can't be more happier with how our last five races have been.
And that's got to bode pretty interesting for the competition. As we are 2 weeks today from the start of Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Week, so I have to ask, how do you guys feel heading into that big event?
Oh, I think we're heading the right direction. You just never know, who gets hot, who gets good draws for time trials, draws for the inversions. Right now, our racing just seems like it's, kind of the starting spots, and that's everything. We did a very good job in the dash, starting last, and got to third, which gave me opportunity to run second tonight. So I can't you know, last five races, we've really found out what the car wants, and now we're just trying to fine-tune it and make it fast.
Some of the mainstream media who don't understand our sport have been really jumping on the bandwagon and bashing it here in the last 24 hours after the untimely death of Jason Leffler. What do you say to people who don't understand how we can have a tragedy and 48 hours later we're still racing?
Well, it's just part of life. I mean, it was an accident. It was a racing accident. You know, it's no different than if somebody gets killed on a highway to me. It's a tragedy. You know, but hopefully some good comes out of it. We're going to look at everything very hard once we learn the true cause of the not of the accident, but of his injuries and what caused his injuries. I'm kind of a little bit on first hand on information because my owner promoted the race, so he's right there with the investigation that New Jersey State Police does. And he's been taking it really hard, so this night was a good night for us to give him something to cheer about. And I told him, you know, there ain't nobody holds a gun to us to make us get in these race cars, but man, we've been if I'm going to die, this is how I want to die in this thing, not from a drunk driver hitting me or some other dumb deal. We're just really, you know, people just don't understand. It's just part of life. I mean, when it's your time, it's your time. But, you know, our community in general, racing community in general, comes together in moments like this, and it will hopefully something good will come out of his tragic loss.
You have been hurt. You've been injured in a sprint car. I know, are up on the latest issues in safety. Is there anything more that we can do and anything more that the companies who make all the components on a car can do to make it even safer than they are today, say what they were 10, 15 years ago?
Oh, I'm sure there is. But like I said, we don't make snap decisions because we don't know the facts yet on what caused his injuries. We kind of know what caused the wreck, and that was just a part breaking. That wasn't nobody's fault. That's just an accident. But we're kind of looking at what caused his injuries. He had a head trauma with a broken neck. I broke my neck 2 years ago. Compression fractures and that type of stuff is very big in sprint cars. So we just need to wait to see what happened. You know, I don't like to speculate, you know, if something got in the car and hit him, or if he got outside the car and hit something. But we kind of know he got hit one way or the other, but we're kind of curious of what truly happened. And once we learn that, then we might do some different things with our race cars to try to prevent it. But until then, I ain't making no snap decisions.
We're here with third-place finisher Tim Schaefer tonight. Tim, good run for you guys. It looked like the bottom was working, early cushion was working. Later on, talk about the evening.
It was pretty good. You know, the whole evening was pretty good. We started out second quick and, you know, did good in the heat and the dash. But it seemed like we might have just missed it a little bit during the feature. You know, the track changed a lot. And tough place. We'll take, you know, you can take what you can get here. You got to be happy going out here in third. But, you know, we'd love to win. But this is our toughest guys in the country.
You've been running here for a number of years. Why is it so tough to come into this place trying to win a race itself?
Really a unique place, you know. There ain't nothing nowhere else around like it, you know. And definitely if you locals will have advantage here because they're here in every, you know, every weekend. But I've been coming here for years, you know, and it's always been a goal. I only got one outlaw win, but a lot of great owners, you got great teams, and then that's what makes it so tough.
Of course, everybody racing with a heavy heart on the tragic loss of Jason Leffler. Unfortunately, some in the mainstream media are jumping on the case of dirt track racing, saying it's unsafe, it's too fast. There's not safer barriers because owners can't afford them, but I don't think they realize that they don't make safer barriers for dirt tracks. What do you say to people that don't understand our sport, how 48 hours after a driver is killed, you can come back and go racing?
Well, you know, I do this for a living, and you know, we race tonight with a heavy heart, you know. We're going to miss Jason dearly, and, you know, people are always going to talk, and people don't know, though. They're not – when you're not associated with something, you keep hearing things, especially like this internet today. Word keeps passing, and it keeps changing and changing and changing, and before you know it, it's so blow out of proportion, and, you know, and it's just people don't know, and, you know, and when you don't know about it and you don't respect it, that's what you're going
to
hear.
Up to this point of the year, how would you say the team is working? And if you had had that gave yourself a grade? How would you guys grade yourself?
I don't know. I'm not very good about grading, but I know when you start working together and gelling and thinking alike and, you know, things are going to happen down the road. We feel like we're getting better and better. We've changed some things around, and, you know, we've been going forward. So that's the main thing. When you start gelling as a team, things can happen, and I feel like we're going that direction.
With fourth place finisher Brent Marks. Brent, good run for you guys tonight, taping through the evening.
Yeah, thanks. It wasn't too bad. We started off pretty bad. I mean, we had an issue with the car popping in and out of gear, so we went through some rear-end changes there and stuff and tried to figure it out. So we kind of went into time trials blind because we were rushing around and trying to get the car ready and really didn't get to see what was going on out there. So unfortunately, we didn't get a good qualifying effort in, but and we missed it in the heat race, but we had a good run in the feature.
You picked up a win just the other week at Sealands Grove Speedway. We're 2 weeks away from the start of Speedweeks. How does that help your team?
It helps our team a lot, only because it just brings momentum, especially on these bigger tracks. We haven't really gotten the race here much this year because of all the rainouts and stuff. So, you know, we're just trying to figure things out on these half-mile tracks and get better. So doing what we did at Sealands Grove really helped our morale and the changes and stuff that in the car that we need to make every night.
With all-star point leader and fifth-place finisher here tonight, the Williams Grove Speedway, Dale Blaney. Dale, good run for you guys tonight. And then talk about the event and the evening.
Yeah, it was good for us. We, you know, came out of the box and qualified well. And, you know, every time you start sixth in a heat race here, you know, it's tough to get through. And survived, you know, weren't very good in the dash, but learned a lot of things. And car was pretty good in the A, right? You know, for all 30 laps, I was pretty good. So we got nothing to, you know, hang our heads about coming in here and running four. So it's a good step for us. We'll go over to Lincoln tomorrow and see if we can get a little better there. We've struggled there a little bit, so hopefully we can go over there and have a good run and finish, make it a good weekend out of it.
Of course, we're all racing with heavy hearts with the tragic loss of Jason Leffler, and some of the mainstream media have not been too kind today in newspaper articles about the dangers here in dirt track racing. Your family's been around for many, many years. What do you say to those people who don't understand why we do what we do and how you guys are able to put behind a tragedy and come back out within 48 hours and race?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's a racing community. I've been around it my whole life, and I know, you know, bad things can happen, and, you know, everybody knows that. But, you know, there's plenty of accidents on the highway every day that claim lives that shouldn't be claimed. So, you know, life is life, and, you know, I mean, anything you do in life, there's a possibility of, you know, the consequences. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't not pay much attention to it, don't really read much, and Jason was a great guy. We're going to miss him, but, I mean, we got to go on, and he'd want us to go on, and but it's tough. I mean, to lose a guy like that is pretty heartbreaking, but you just go to the next one.
And through the years you've been involved in the sport, I'm sure you've seen many safety improvements come along. Do you think there are more safety improvements, more things that we can do to help and keep the safety of the drivers?
Oh, there's always stuff you can do. I mean, I feel like these cars are as safe as you can humanly get them. The seats are great. The cars are great. Everything around them is, you know, is good to go. I mean, but even airbags in a car aren't going to save you at a certain time. And just, I mean, my theory on life is when it's your time, and it don't matter what you're doing. You can be playing backgammon, or you can be racing cars, or you can be riding down the road. So,
6th through 10th in the running order was Alan Crimes, Brian Monteith, Logan Schuhart, Fred Raymer, and Corey Haas. There were 34 cars in attendance, and the heat wins went to Kurt Michael, Caleb Helms, Donnie Kreitz Jr., and Ryan Smith. Dietrich won the dash, Chad Layton won the B main, and Dale Blaney had fast time with a lap of 16.799 seconds. Also on the racing car tonight was the ARDC Midgets, and it was Sean Jackson leading all 20 laps to score the feature event win. This report has been brought to you by Penske Racing Shocks. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. Join us on Tuesday here on the DirtTrackChannel.com for another edition of the Sprint Car Show. At the Williams Grove Speedway in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It is what it is.
6th through 10th in the running order was Alan Crimes, Brian Monteith, Logan Schuhart, Fred Raymer, and Corey Haas. There were 34 cars in attendance, and the heat wins went to Kurt Michael, Caleb Helms, Donnie Kreitz Jr., and Ryan Smith. Dietrich won the dash,
Chad Layton won the B main, and Dale Blaney had fast time with a lap of 16.799 seconds. Also on the racing car tonight was the ARDC Midgets, and it was Sean Jackson leading all 20 laps to score the feature event win. This report has been brought to you by Penske Racing Shocks. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. Join us on Tuesday here on the DirtTrackChannel.com for another edition of the Sprint Car Show. At the Williams Grove Speedway in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.